You hear an ENT surgeon talking to a colleague about cochlear implants.
We implant an electrode array which looks like several small wires made of a platinum-iridium alloy into different regions of the cochlea.
Uh-huh.
These metal wires conduct the electrical impulses generated from the microphone, which picks up sound from the environment and sends the signals to the electrode array through a transmitter. There's also a speech processor between the two that filters more important sounds so that the patient can hear people talking rather than other sounds.
Right, okay. So does this restore hearing to normal levels?
No. With the current technology, we're giving deaf people a good representation of sounds from the environment and help to understand speech. Mm. After surgery, patients undergo therapy to relearn the sense of hearing. Not everyone benefits from the device to the same extent.
Right.
You hear a GP talk about type 2 diabetes mellitus.
Hello. I'll be covering the diagnosis of type 2 diabetes mellitus. So, there are four methods that we can use. The first is a fasting plasma glucose test. This is our preferred diagnostic test, as it's easier to carry out, often more convenient, and costs us less than the other three tests. It helps to try and book these appointments in the morning, as the patient has to refrain from eating for at least 8 hours before they can take the test. Normal fasting blood glucose will be between 70 and 100 milligrams per deciliter. A value of over 126 milligrams per deciliter indicates a diagnosis of diabetes. Bear in mind that this test should be carried out twice to confirm a positive result. The second method we can use is to measure the average glycemic load over the past 3 months.